Paul, your young goalie gets pulled for the first time in his playoff career. That's at 6 the other night. Today he gets named a Vezina finalist and pitches a shutout. Does that tell you something about him?
We didn't learn anything about him, but it certainly is a theme for him for this year. He's mentally very, very strong, very confident in his game, and you knew 5-10 minutes into that game he was right and feeling good. I don't think I pulled him this year. I certainly got my fill of it the year before. You got pulled an awful lot, and that was all part of that process of the year, learning how to handle those things. So good for him. You know, it'd get really good for our hockey team to see that in front of him, that if it's an off night, and again, it was an off night by everybody wearing the jet sweater, that he can come back and rebound. Those kind of confidence builders in the playoffs are critical.
Well, how happy are you? Just one, the added speed that you had in your game tonight, but in the third period, the way you guys kept them along the wall, pretty much in the offensive zone.
We skated harder, better, faster tonight. I don't know that either team necessarily moved the puck the way that they wanted to, so I thought there was still a lot of missed offense that never generated, maybe from the tops of the circles to the red line for both teams. And in the third period, though, we were, you know, we want that, we want our gap to be right more than anything. It takes a little bit of courage against teams. They'll start to leak a little bit, and they'll start to stretch. But our gap was really good there. We didn't give them a whole lot of ice to skate on.
How good was Mark Scheifele tonight?
It was outstanding. I thought in game one and two, and especially in game two, that line had done all that they needed to do but score. Spent an awful lot of time in the offensive zone. Again, their game, like everyone's in game three, wasn't right there. So we need that response. And at some point, you need your drivers to be the difference in the game. They were the one line that we had that had some sustained offensive zone pressure, scored a huge goal at the end of the period. I thought the Stahls line was good, too. They generated some offense against them. So it was a bit of, I wouldn't say necessarily a trade, but we needed, I think they needed that, a good feeling, and to be a clear difference maker.
When did you find out that Zach Parise was injured and wouldn't play, and did that change your defensive plan at all?
I think stand and wait for the bus at about 4 o'clock today. No, yeah, about 3:45 was exactly when we found out. No, because you're not 100% sure what the lines are going to be coming in, so we have... You know, you're going to see the Scheifele line and the Lowry line take Eric Staal for the most part, and then we have two pair of defensemen that do the same, and so it wouldn't really change our game plan going in.
Josh Morrissey almost went blue in the face saying how that cross-check to Staal was an accident. It looked bad. How bad did you think it looked?
Well, it was. He's not even really looking where his stick is at the time. He doesn't. You know, I'm going to say that being I know the man and I've seen him play, he's about as clean a player as we have on our hockey club all year, and certainly not wasn't looking to send a message or do anything like that. You know, it was a missed call, and we've got ones that we wanted last game that didn't happen, and but he's about as clean a player as we've got.
Given how bad it looked, would you be surprised to hear from the league about
that? Well, I know they look at everything, you know. Didn't hear from the league on the two prior, so